The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. On a Sabbath, Jesus went to dine at the home of one of the leading Pharisees, and the people there were observing him carefully. He told a parable to those who had been invited, noticing how they were choosing the places of honor at the table. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor. A more distinguished guest than you may have been invited by him, and the host who invited both of you may approach you and say, "Give your place to this man." And then you would proceed with embarrassment to take the lowest place. Rather, when you are invited, go and take the lowest place, so that when the host comes to you, he may say, "My friend, move up to a higher position." Then you will enjoy the esteem of your companions at the table. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, but the one who humbles himself will be exalted. Then he said to the host who invited him, "When you hold a lunch or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or your wealthy neighbors, in case they may invite you back and you have repayment. Rather, when you hold a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind. Blessed indeed will you be because of their inability to repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. John Maxwell, the leadership expert, tells the story of a CEO who arrived late for an important board meeting. Even though he was the head of the board of directors, he slipped in through the door unannounced, took the first available seat, not wanting to interrupt the discussion. One of the junior members objected, saying, "Please, sir, come sit at the head of the table." The wise leader smiled and replied, "Son, wherever I sit is the head of the table." As Rooster reminded Maverick in the movie Top Gun, it's not the plane, it's the pilot. In other words, true leadership is not demonstrated by your position on the company ladder, or your place at the table, or even the plane you fly, but by the qualities in your heart: integrity, courage, honesty, cheerfulness, and above all, humility. In the gospel today, Jesus echoes the same attitude of the tardy CEO. He tells a parable about places to sit at a dinner banquet and advises us, "When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not recline at table in the place of honor." Instead, Jesus indicates where we should sit. Go and take the lowest place. And why should Christians play musical chairs at dinner and grab the cheap seats? Jesus explains, "For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and everyone who humbles himself will be exalted." Like the tardy CEO, Jesus too teaches that it is not external marks of distinction that indicate greatness, but rather the internal character of the soul, especially one's humility. Martin Luther King Jr. famously hoped for the same. "I have a dream," he said, "that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character." Or put cinematically, it's not the plane, it's the pilot. My friends, we all select our seats with great care. Whether we're picking a plane seat, or a movie theater seat, or even a car seat. But let me suggest three scenarios where we select our seats to do so with more humility. That is, go to the lowest place. The first seat selection scenario I learned back in the seminary. Our rector, Monsignor Kenneth Rolchin, gave us several classes on etiquette, one of which was about seating when you go out to eat at a restaurant. He pointed out that some seats at a table are more desirable than others. For example, the seat which gives you the view of most of the restaurant is better than the seat where you have your back to the people. Furthermore, you should offer that seat with a view to the oldest member of your party or to the lady in your group. Can you guess why you should offer the best seat to the lady? Not only because she can see everyone in the restaurant, but more so that everyone can see her. I learned more profound theology in that one class on etiquette than in 4 years of dogmatics. The second seat selection scenario is in church, especially when you come to Mass. We Catholics are incorrigible creatures of habit. And once we pick a pew to plant ourselves in, we set deeper roots there than the redwoods do in California. Growing up in Little Rock, my family attended St. Teresa's Church. I could walk into that church blindfolded and find my pew where we sat every Sunday. So God help you if you sit in someone else's pew on Sunday. Get ready for the glare of death. But folks, we should be happy whenever someone else is sitting in our pew in church. Why? Well, because at least they're not sitting on their couch at home. We may never know the courage it takes for someone just to walk through the doors of a Catholic church. Like Jesus suggested, we should go and take the lowest place and humbly and happily find another pew. It's not the plane, it's the pilot. In this context of selecting seats in church, that I would like to say a word about the horrific shooting at Annunciation School this past week in Minneapolis. Our hearts and our prayers go out to the children, especially the two precious children, Fletcher Merkel and Harper Moisky, who died, to their families and to the entire school community. Such a school shooting is the stuff of a mother and father's nightmares. We have taken extra precautions here at Immaculate Conception School, including having armed officers at our Thursday school masses. So I hope students and families feel an added level of safety and security in coming to church. But I want to pick up on Bishop Robert Barron's remarks in the wake of the shooting. Among other things that he added that the children who died were clearly martyrs for the faith. That is, they died for Jesus. Why is that? Well, there can be little doubt that the shooter harbored anti-Catholic biases and motives. That is, he intended to hurt not only the students and staff, but also take a shot at the Catholic Church as an institution. Whether or not Fletcher and Harper were ready to be martyrs for the faith, they began their academic year by kneeling in church and asking the Lord's blessing on their new year and on their life. And they will be forever remembered as children who not only lived for Christ, but also died for our Lord and Savior because they picked a pew in church. In the end, the ignorant shooter did not make a ghastly mockery of the church. He made two glorious martyrs of the church, Saint Fletcher and Saint Harper. And those two students stand in heaven today as extraordinary examples of how everyone who humbles himself shall be exalted. Because after all, when you're flying to heaven, it's not the plane, it's the pilot. Praise be Jesus Christ.